But it was the what happened was the understanding of how to move these things forward and how to create these new products somehow evaporated. And I think a lot of the good people stuck around for a while, but there wasn't an opportunity to get together and do this because there wasn't any leadership to do that. So what's happened with Apple now is that they've fallen behind in many respects, certainly in market share, and most importantly, their differentiation has been eroded by Microsoft. And so what they have now is they have their installed base, which is not growing and which is shrinking slowly, but will provide a good revenue stream for several years. But it's a glide slope that's just going to go like this. So it's unfortunate. And I don't really think it's reversible at this point in time.
Not do I. Well, what about Microsoft? I mean, that's the juggernaut now,
right?
And it's, you know, and it's a kind of a, you know, Ford LTD going into the future. It's definitely not a Cadillac. It's not a BMW. It's it's just, you know, what's going on there? How did those guys do that?
Well, Microsoft's orbit was made possible by a Saturn V booster called IBM. And I know Bill would get upset with me for saying this, but of course it was true. Mm-hmm.